It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by one of our favorite new artists that we've been really happy to share with you over the last few months, J.S. Sundara, ready to release his first album, Tales of America, on Friday. And then he's going to be coming and playing in L.A. on April 9th at the Moroccan Lounge. Thanks so much for coming in and playing some tunes for us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
So your journey is, and I use that word on purpose because it was a journey to come over here to America. You grew up in Nairobi, Kenya.
That's right.
And just taking a look at your bio and things, it didn't seem like music was like a sought after career. So was music a part of your upbringing, and it was just something that you would do, or is that something that you kind of had to discover for yourself?
I think it was around, but I took a particular keen interest in it, and I sort of dove deep. I think how people consumed music was just, it was, you know, something you hear in the background while you're sweeping the floor or something. You don't care how it was made, where it was made. It's just some sort of this magical entity that exists in some sort of stereo format, and it just creates some sound. So it's this sort of passive experience, but to have this sort of active experience with music that I've had was something that I had to sort of go after personally and spend time to do it, and just dedicate myself to it despite of everything else.
Bed. from the university. Somebody called upon the witch and the wizardry. Somebody called the rabbi, the pastor and the sheik. For we are coming on the days of insanity, the days of insanity, the days of insanity, the days of.
You come to America and you choose the great city of Minneapolis to call home. Why Minneapolis?
Well, my primary draw to Minneapolis, what drew me there was Bob Dylan, was, you know, in Minnesota in general. I set this romantic intention after discovering folk music around high school. It was just a very sort of romantic thought, like, oh, I think I'm going to move to Minnesota and I'm going to be a folk singer, you know.
And it wasn't even as New Yorker, because, you know, there was the time when the point where he moved to New York and he wasn't in Minnesota. You went to the actual origin. You went all the way back to Minnesota.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, there was that. I think I have that romanticism about me, and I think that's one of the things I found about Dylan that I was drawn to, was, you know, he felt to be somewhat of a romantic himself, you know, just picking up, going to New York, because, you know, Guthrie's over there, you know, just making a gospel record or whatever, you know, just doing things romantically, is something that I do as well. And I think that's what brought me to Minnesota. It was just a romantic decision to be in Dylan's homeland.
On this album, you teamed up, and it's produced by Mike Viola. How did you get connected to him? How did you start working with him?
Mike is my A&R at Verve as well.
Ah, okay.
So that was ideal. Worked out, and singing about Dylan's early days, being signed in Columbia, and I think his A&R person also produced his record, and I don't know, that just felt like the thing to do.
My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's too bad to break, close my eyes and count to 10. She said, son, hold on, you will find somebody to love. If you pray hard to your God, he will lay her. Touch to the sun, my heart is never on time. not your fault that I found me somebody to love. You waited too long to show me that song. I was late then with this second sign. He was dead of winter, I was bitter from the bickering of your preacher. Oh, this time I don't hold a torch to the sun. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's so bad a break, yeah, I close my eyes and count to ten. My heart is never on time, always a little behind. Oh, when it's so bad a break, yeah, I close my eyes and count to ten.
With Andrew Bird, Taylor, and Griffin Goldsmith of Dawes. Like, what was it like bringing in other people and seeing other songwriters and other musicians and seeing how they worked?
It was a very surreal experience because all these people that were involved in the record are people that, you know, I've been looking up to for a long time. People who, you know, I love their music, I love what they do, and having them be a part of the process was a very surreal experience. I think it was very important for me and for Mike as well that, you know, since the vision that I had for this record was this very, very stripped down record, you know, which is very centered around the voice and the story being told, and maybe, you know, the guitar, the acoustic guitar, and some very mild things happening around which don't take away from the story itself. You know, just something in the way of Free Willing, Bob Dylan, or like Astral Weeks. Those are sort of the records I was looking at. And I think it was important to find people that are songwriters in themselves, because people like that understand what a song really needs. You know, they're not there to just play.
You're going
to
be doing a lot at South By, I know, coming up, which is just going to be excited. Have you ever done anything like that where you've done a festival where you're playing like 3 or 4 times a day?
Not really, no. This is, you know, it's the first, this is my first dive into, you know, it's my first record, it's about to come out. My first headline tour is about to start in a couple of weeks. So it's my first dive into everything, but, you know, I'm excited, yeah.
And Moroccan Lounge is a great place to potentially do that, yeah. Coming up on April 9th, because have you been there yet?
I haven't.
So it's like a smaller room. It's, I think, 250 people, but they actually have, you know, a lot of times you'll have the bar in the back and people talking. They have the bar in a separate room. So you have to go through these like double doors to get into the room where you're performing, so people won't be talking, hopefully be talking in the back while you're performing. So you'll get that ability to kind of get everybody.
So if you
want
to talk,
that.
You go like, to the bar next door.
Yeah, go to, if you want to talk, go next okay. door. Go to the bar.
Why, all venues should be like that. That sounds like duh.
In the water, the fire, I'll go wherever you go. In the valley, in the canyons, I'll go wherever you go. Hey, love, I'm ready now. Oh, can't you see this riot inside of my veins? Hey, love, I'm overcome by desire. How must I?
Enjoying the songs. J.S. Hundara here. It's a live session. His new album is called Tales of America, coming out on Friday, and he's at the Moroccan Lounge April 9th. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.